Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show for those of you that were with us for the half hour. And are joining us back here again for fabulous, our fabulous regular on call, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. He's actually in. How long has it been since he's been in here, Ben?
Weeks,
a long time?
Maybe months.
It's been like forever. You're looking good, dude. Whatever you've been doing, it really is appealing to you and really did suit
Thank
you.
Thank you.
But don't do that anymore.
I can't promise that. Sorry.
I know. Well, Benny was saying, I said, Benny, is Dr. Friedemann coming in? And he said, yeah, I think he's coming in, but I think he's going to Egypt now. So, yeah.
Actually, no.
You are quite the jet setter.
We're not going to Egypt this year.
You changed your mind?
Well, yes. And the circumstances changed. And so we postponed the tour until next year. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll make a note of it.
Make a note of that, Benny.
Okay. That's what I need to do.
You want to sign up?
We need to stop.
Yeah, right.
Stop running the commercial.
That's my answer right there.
Oh, it's always so cool. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. For many of you, you know who he is, and you've worked with him. You know, he is one of the most amazing folks in terms of creating a comprehensive breakthrough strategy for people. He works with people all over the world. He's the founder of Cellular Wisdom. We've talked about his journey, his history, and what it's like to actually understand your priorities. For the first half hour of the show, I don't know if you listened to that, Dr. Friedemann, first half hour of our 10 o'clock show, I talked about priorities, and I talked about figuring out what's important to you in life. And this is what Dr. Friedemann had to do, as many of us had to do. Now, he did it more courageously than I did it. He made a choice to move to a field and do the work he loves. And he is someone that has stood tall in the conviction that we can pretty much take care of whatever is ailing us in life. He has an amazing approach to it. He's also the author of a soon-to-be-released be-released book, which is amazing. And
you read it.
Yeah. You sent it to me.
I know. I was just.
And I can't. I was told I'm not allowed. You didn't tell me this. But a friend of mine said to me that I'm not even allowed to ask you any questions about it because it's not published yet.
Ah.
So that was a rule that I didn't know. So I'm not going to talk about it.
All right.
But you can talk about what the book is about. And let's do that now because it really is a lead in for today's show.
Well, it's interesting that you said that. I basically followed, you know, my calling, and because the show today is a part of the series that we do on emotions and listening to the emotions and understanding the power and the wisdom of the emotions. And without listening to my emotions, I would have not followed my path, and I would not sit with you here. I would be still in Germany and working in cardiology and probably be on some level very unhappy, but because I don't listen to my emotions, I probably would have not noticed it. And so there is just something that I personally experienced is incredibly powerful and also very beneficial when mm-hmm. you actually pay attention to the emotions and especially those emotions that we try to avoid. And that's what the book is about. The book is called The Fear and Anxiety Solution, and it deals with fear and anxiety. How do we understand better what fear and anxiety is about? How do we address fear and anxiety in a way that it's not just managing or getting rid of it, but really using fear and anxiety as the catalyst of growth, as a catalyst to find yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, I'm working with clients in one-on-one sessions. That's the focus, you know, helping people to find themselves through the struggles they are going through. It's not the focus of getting rid of the struggles. It's really using the struggles and the challenges and the emotions as leverage to ultimately step into your full power and step into your purpose. And it's very exciting.
It's very exciting. And, you know, there are things in life that we should be naturally afraid of. right? Let me give you an example. Yeah. Let me just clarify for a minute. One of them is being in an abusive relationship, mm-hmm. being with someone that beats you. You know, there is a level of fear that shows up. But the fear shows up to say, do you think maybe it's time to leave or to take an action? But for the most part, most of us walk around with these fears that we build an argument for them, and then they turn into anxiety, and in some cases, they turn into showstoppers, right?
Right, exactly.
That's a place that's hard to get back from on your own. I've been there. I know that place. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, these emotions and why they are so important to get in touch with. What do they tell us, Dr. Friedman?
Well, every emotion and every situation may have a different specific message, but ultimately they are not telling us what we are thinking they tell us. You know, like you said, the anxiety and the fear, they don't necessarily tell you, oh, there is something externally threatening you. There is a line in front of your door or anything that you have to, you know, be aware of. It's more something that ultimately tells you go inside and understand what you have done to yourself and what you need to do to be back into a balanced place in alignment with yourself. And the nice thing about the book is that it's going to give you a step-by-step process to go through to first understand the root causes of where your emotions and especially fear and anxiety actually came from. Because in some ways, we create these habits to have fear and anxiety and to have those triggers we respond to that we have learned and that have imprinted on us through, you know, most of our lives, but starting in our childhood and really understanding, okay, where did this begin? What are the root causes? And how can we overcome, heal, and grow from those root causes? And that's where the subconscious plays such a big role in my work, in the book, because that's where this all is stored and that's where we need to go to make the changes. And then it gives you for the future potential anxiety, because it's not about getting rid of your emotions and never feel them again. It's about knowing how to understand them when they come up. It gives you a checklist. So when you have, let's say, anxiety coming up, you can go through the checklist and understand, okay, what are the potential meanings of that? What is actually going on? What are the usual suspects? What did I do in order to create this emotion? And you can see then which of those points or several of the points on the checklist may feel more like resonating with you. And then you know, okay, that's the meaning. Now I know exactly what I need to do. And that's described in the book. And so it really helps you to see this more, you know, almost like a little inner compass that tells you, you know, you're a little off track, or, you know, the little warning light on your dashboard in the car that tells you, oh, you have to get some fuel. It's blinking right now. You don't get very far. That's basically what these anxieties and the fears also can tell you. And I describe exactly how to understand them and how to respond to those emotions.
When's the book coming out?
November, November 2nd.
Very cool. It's really cool because I think most of us have been on this book journey with you. It's really cool. It's, you know, it's part of watching you give birth in a lot of ways. We did that with Danielle.
It's not as painful.
We did that with Danielle in her book, right?
Yes. Yeah,
so we got that. But, you know, you do talk about the wisdom of emotions. And I want to talk with you about that because I love that term. The good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Emotions. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
And is there wisdom in all of them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, last time we talked about anger.
Yeah, we did.
And anger has certainly some kind of ugly expressions, and it doesn't necessarily look like there is any wisdom behind it. And we talked about that anger has so many layers to it that we need to understand that through the emotion itself, because it's such a firework sometimes, and it feels so much like an overwhelming tidal wave, that we overlook what's actually underneath that. And especially with anger. You know, anger is socially so acceptable because you appear more powerful, you appear more in control. It's something where you express yourself. But underneath is often that what we work on today, which is sadness.
Yeah.
And that's a vulnerability that we try to cover up with anger and with frustration and really not having the courage to look into that what really pains us and what really hurts us. And that what you know, anger does, it really tells you, okay, when you feel all this anger, you may need to stop and you need to really look inside what is actually the sadness, the pain, the grief, the hurt that you feel underneath. And for most people that have anger, they can probably relate to this. It is often a sign that you feel powerless. And
yes,
that feeling of powerless doesn't get addressed by trying to take the power away from others, by beating your dog or yelling at other drivers on the interstate. That feeling of powerless needs to come from the inside. And that's the interesting thing about emotions. We react often exactly the opposite than what actually we should be doing. Like with anger, we try to overcome or overpower others and basically get into an argument and try to take power away from them. But it's not about that. It's about being in your own power. We are yelling instead of listening to ourselves. We are going outside of ourselves rather than going inside and looking for this pain and the hurt that we have inside. So it's very interesting to observe that we have to really relearn our responses to these emotions to benefit from them.
You know, someone said, and I want to talk about this when we come back from break. You know, someone said that, you know, we sort of are building up sort of a collective of behaviors in response to things happening in the world. You know, right now, for example, and I forget who mentioned this to me, but they were talking about the fact that there is such a level of insecurity that it's being synthesized in ourselves, you know, where we have this level of fear that we walk around with an insecurity. And so I want to talk to you about what we can do about that as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there a place for us to truly feel insecure? Or is that just a place that doesn't serve us? So we'll mm-hmm. talk about that in the context of sadness when we come back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, the power and the wisdom of emotions. If you have a question for us or for Dr. Friedemann or want to connect, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let The Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Do you really need to be connected 24/7 to the outside world? Do you find yourself giving up your sacred space very easily? Is your creative potential rapidly being compromised? Wouldn't you love to reclaim your sacred space and create an abundance of creative activity in your life that attracts more health, wealth, and enriched relationships? When you create a sacred space and sacred time in your daily life, you uplift your own sense of well-being at a very deep level and attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. Before we continue, we have something really, really special. Tell everybody about what your gift is today for them.
Yeah, I have an exercise for you that allows you to listen to your emotions and learn how to listen to your emotions. It's a three-step exercise. It's very simple, and you can download it by simply sending us an email at info@cellularwisdom.com, info at cellularwisdom in one word .com, and we'll send you the link. And it helps you basically to get in tune. You know, in some ways, listening to your emotions is like learning a language, the language of your emotions. And this exercise is going to help you to learn the language. And it's not as hard as learning French, I can tell you that, because I'm trying to learn French right now, and that's a whole different story. But so that's much easier. Send us an email at info@cellularwisdom.com and we'll send you the link.
You speak German, though, don't you?
Yes, I speak German. Now, but that was kind of, you know, an automatic.
So. I was going to say, because I love it. Oliver emails me from Germany back and forth. Half the sentence is in English and the other, and it's really fun. And I love when he sends me a website link and I go to, and I'm learning German visually now. Yeah. So I'm learning certain things. You know, it's interesting because there are things that get triggered. Mm-hmm. You know, there are emotions that we deal with. But you wanted to talk. It's funny that you. I don't think there are any mistakes. You want to talk about sadness today. I don't know why you picked this today, but I will tell you that sadness and expressing grief is really a challenge for people. Now, in terms of Linda and her family, it's not a challenge. You know, they lost someone that was so significant and important in the family. So they're learning to cry when they cry, break down when they break down, and it doesn't matter what happens with that. Mm-hmm. But sadness is a real conundrum for most of us. You know, when is it okay to feel sad in our society? How do we express it? What happens when we don't?
Well, and you mentioned insecurity before.
Yeah, I did.
As, you know, another expression in our society that's very prevalent. And they are very closely related. Mm-hmm. I mean, often when we are insecure, we feel more anxious or stressed or worried. But ultimately, it ends often up in sadness, you know, which we label depression or hopeless or, you know, feeling deflated. So they're definitely linked together. And you were asking, is there a place for these emotions like insecurity and sadness? And you're absolutely right. What Linda and her family is doing is very important, to give it space, you know, to express it, to let that have its time, to also get honored. Yeah. We are so quick in trying to, as I said before, ignore or cachet our feelings. Yeah. And just being able to say, I give my emotions what I need to, you know, get in touch with them. Unfortunately, with sadness or also insecurity, we feel so vulnerable that we don't necessarily look for help. We are not necessarily reaching out. We are not really feeling that it's appropriate to express that. We don't want to burden anybody with those emotions. And so we isolate more. And then we are sitting, you know, lo and behold, in a place of darkness that it's hard to find out. And what the sadness really in that moment is telling you is, I am so vulnerable. I need someone to hold on to, a shoulder to cry on to. I don't want to close my heart and my life. I want to actually, because I'm feeling so exposed, be in a place where I can be held and supported. And I think in our society especially, we have to have more compassion for these feelings and not label them as weakness or as inappropriate or as too personal or as burdensome, but really understanding we need to help each other in this way. You know, we need to, when somebody is sad, don't avoid them. You know, so many times when I had my parents dying, I noticed that some people avoided even going there because they thought, well, this is a topic that maybe is too, you know, too close, too intimate, too whatever they, you know, were thinking. It was almost like too uncomfortable for them to deal with it, partially out of their own fears of those emotions, of the grief, of the topic of loss. And I feel it's important that we have the whereabout when somebody is in need because they're sad, that we are stepping up and having the courage to show up for them. And at the same time, when we have the sadness and when we feel the grief, to be open with it and feel this is our right to express it. This is not something we have to avoid so that we are fitting in into this, you know, happy society that, you know, is all about, you know, how much fun can we have. It's really about honoring, this is me, this is my most authentic self right now. I don't hide anything, I don't try to put makeup on it. I am sad and I'm grieving and I'm hurt, and really seeing this actually as a step of power and courage to show that authenticity to other people. And that's truly inspirational. That then will help others. And I saw this many times in my relationships when I showed vulnerability, all of a sudden people were right. able to show the same. And the connections go much deeper. The friendships are really blossoming because of that.
You know, it's so interesting. I mean, I've watched this now in multi-generational losses in my life. My mother, which I've talked about a lot, my mother actually committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And, you know, her second attempt. And sad is the way you would describe her. At the same time, she was one of the most loving influences in my life. But when we're thinking about our culture and we go back to a time of my mother and especially my family, which we are known for expressing ourselves, but to a limit. I mean, my mom was sad and unhappy with her life. She really did want to step out and do a bit more. And that sadness literally ate away at her because in her generation, the way that you handled that was with barbiturates, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, we have them now, but back then, it was really the norm. And there wasn't a lot of hoopla about addiction or anything else. You know, this is what you did. You shut them up and you gave them the pills. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're doing other things. We might not be going out and getting some oxycodone or something else, but we are numbing ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Right now.
And it doesn't make the emotion go away. It makes us just not be aware of it. But, you know, the deeper reason why there is, for example, sadness, you know, when people are depressed, you know, the antidepressants are really helpful to get out of this deep spiral that you sink in. But does it really address the question of why do you feel either? And these are the three themes of sadness that usually come up. Why do you feel depressed? Because you feel either powerless, you feel hurt, or you feel you have lost something that you cannot have back.
Right.
You know, when you think about these three themes, then you have also an entry point and say, you know, what is it really underneath the sadness? What does the sadness actually tell me? You know, I don't know your mother's story, but I know that this sounds like disempowerment. It sounds like a hopelessness of mm-hmm. having a different life. And mm-hmm. and I think in our society, there is so much more freedom.
And the hopelessness of having a different husband, too.
Right.
Yeah, my dad was never around.
Yeah.
I mean, how lonely does that get when you really love someone and he's not there?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's there is a desire for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And the only freedom that she found was in the freedom to take her life. And that's, you know, something that you certainly... It's a choice, but, you know, they're certainly better on other choices also that anyone can make. But in order to do that, you have to sometimes really go to that deeper place and understand, what am I really missing? You know, mm-hmm. what are, you know, for example, in powerlessness, what are the assumptions that I'm making? You know, am I making assumptions that I cannot make it on my own? Am I making the assumption that society will shun me and nobody will talk to me?
Right.
Am I making the assumption that, you know, it's going to be extremely difficult and painful if I step out of my comfort zone or step out of that imprisonment that I'm in? So really just understanding more what are the inner, you know, what's the weight around my heart that pulls me into the sadness? And sometimes it's interesting. I tell you, when this is nothing compared to what, you know, your mother or people that are really seriously depressed have experienced. But coming back from this dream of France, living for 3 months there, working there, having a joyful experience. It's like, you know, being in a plant and being in this fertile ground. And now you have to, you know, basically uproot yourself again and come back into the pot that you were used to. There was sadness. And I felt a sadness around loss, but also around powerlessness. And what was so interesting is that somehow I noticed when I decided to clean the outside of the house from, you know, all the birds that have been sitting on the roof and, you know, nicely sprinkling their excrements on there. When I went with a ladder and just scrubbed it off, I felt so much better. And it was that little power that you had in the moment of making a difference. You know, for our subconscious, it's not necessarily, you know, our subconscious thinks globally.
Right.
And so when you feel powerless, it's a global, all-encompassing powerless. So if you can feel there's a little thing I have power over, a little thing I can actually do right now to make a difference for myself that makes the energy move.
Right.
That in itself can, for your subconscious, already
I love this because I coach a lot of people that are unemployed. I've actually become known as the unemployment coach. I guess because I've been fired from every job I've had. I spent 8 years studying it, and I've experienced it myself. And what you're talking about, I just flash back on 1991 for me, right? And when I heard those words. Now, clearly, I set this up for myself by becoming a maverick. But I heard those words after 24 and a half years of service in this company. There is a level of sadness. But I will tell you, in support of what you said, while my boss was being all ugly at me about this, in my mind, I heard, call Columbia, go back to school. Now, I did that. I didn't grieve this till later. But that action that you're talking about, when I work with my clients that are in transition, I send them out to volunteer work. Mm-hmm. And some of them I actually go with, the local people that I actually go with them. Because there's something about what you're saying. You know, it's so important, whether it's cleaning the roof, whether it's volunteering, whether it's cleaning your room. Now, the question I want to ask you when we come back, how do we do that and still allow ourselves to express sadness? Mm-hmm. What I mean is not do so that you're blocking
exactly.
it, right? You see what I'm saying?
Very important.
I can't wait to hear how you do that. Let's take a short break. When we come back, how do we access the wisdom of sadness? What are the deeper messages of sadness? And how do you know the balance between doing and feeling? I love this. Dr. Friedemann Chow is in the house, everyone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters. Everybody, welcome back. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Dr. Friedman, would you take a moment again to tell people the gift you have and also give out your website?
The website is cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com in one word. And this gift that I have for you is about listening to your emotions. And it ties in with what you just said about doing as a way to get the energy moving.
Yeah.
But this specific exercise could be the first or the step after the doing that helps you to understand the deeper message of the emotions and really take time to listen to what they are calling you to do or to pay attention to. And you can get this free gift, the link to this gift, through info@cellularwisdom.com. Just send us an email and we'll send you the link to this gift, info@cellularwisdom.com.
Yes, and for those of you that are out there, I just got an instant message. Yes, I do coach people that are unemployed. That is correct. And we call it in transition, whatever you want to call it. But I do coach people. If you are interested in that, you can email me at info@thedrpatshow.com. That wasn't a joke. They were asking if that was a joke. It's not. It's true because it's my experience.
Right.
You know,
right.
I know what it's like to lose a job. I know what it's like to feel loss. I know what it's like to feel sadness. I mean, for me, and maybe you can talk to this around sadness and doing, I was 5 years away from a full pension. I mean, I started working in the Bell system when I was like a teeny weeny.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 years go by very quickly when you're starting really young. I mean, if you think about it, it was ridiculously young for most people. But that was me. I had worked my way up. So there was a lot of sadness. And now when you take a company that really was really proud of how self-identified people were, it's very, very complicated for people to lose that. You do feel loss. You do feel sadness. And by the way, you feel like you'll never achieve anything quite like that again.
Well, and that's exactly what loss does to us. You know, loss is whether we lost a loved one, a job, security, whatever those things are. Loss is in some ways this feeling of the curtain is closed. You know, all you can see is just the loss. You can see the wall. There is no door. There is no window. You see the finality and you don't know what's coming behind it. And one of those fabulous things that I know the subconscious does for us is actually creating an opening, like a window, like a door that lets us look beyond and behind it. You know, when my parents died, I dreamt afterwards very frequently about my dad having a picnic with us and my mom, you know, waking me up in the morning and telling me how great she's feeling. And, you know, I had actually in the dream that realization that they are dead. And I said, well, you're not dead. What's going on? Why are you here?
Wow.
And what, you know, whatever this, you know, how you want to interpret it. But it's one of those things I believe the subconscious naturally does as a healing to give us an opening to that, what actually, you know, will help us to go beyond the wall of the loss. And the wall of the loss is, again, that we cannot see that the story continues. It's like that book that has a negative or sad ending and there is no sequel. And what I invite you to do is when you feel loss, no matter what topic it is, start to make a story, a script on how you want the story to continue.
That's a brilliant idea.
And it's very powerful because, once again, it is not about reality because nobody really knows what reality is in the first place. I mean, just think about the Higgs boson that they just found, the God particle. I mean, if now that opens a whole new realm on what reality really can be and what the potential is. But what's so interesting is about the subconscious is that it doesn't care whether it is quote-unquote real or not. All it cares about is how it feels. So make a story. Create your story of how you see whatever you lost continue.
I don't know if you heard me talk about Charlie Sheen earlier on.
I did.
Does it get any better than the story of winning for him?
I didn't hear that. I only heard that
he was his thing. He lost everything. Benny and I were talking about it. Addicted. Lost the top TV show ranking and salary ever. Lost it all. And people asked him, how you doing? He said, winning. He created a whole platform on winning. And, you know, in my case, I went back to school. And I started to study that thing that happened to me. You know, I started to study loss, job loss, loss period. I was encouraged to go on to a doctorate program. What do you think I study? I study broken promises, psychological contracts. I spent 8 years doing this. It was the most expensive form of therapy you can have. But in some way, it paid off. It was a very difficult road because here I was studying the pain of what I was experiencing.
Right, right. And that put you into, you know, first of all, action to feel power.
It did. Eight years of it.
And it definitely gave you also an opening to a new part of your story.
It did.
You know, it didn't have this feeling of, well, now you're basically hitting your head against something that, you know, cannot be changed. And that's about, you know, when it comes to loss and the sadness of loss. Like you said, you stepped out of your career and of this, you know, secure place. And you believed at that time, oh, something like this will never happen again. But you didn't have at that time a story that says, no, something much better will happen. And when I left, you know, the academic world of the universities and, you know, it's very secure. It's very prestigious. And also it's very unfree. I knew that I had to find some part of me that is aiming for something that goes beyond it. And the emotion that was crystallizing out there was freedom. And it was very clear that if I make a story that is all about freedom
oh,
of
beautiful.
Being myself, freedom of being able to make choices on how I want to work and all these kind of things, then all of a sudden there is a flow away from the loss and the anxiety I had at that time into the excitement and the creativity that also resides in it. So using the sadness, whether it's about loss or about powerlessness, and seeing that deep inside there is a creative force that can use this energy to really create something new is certainly very powerful. And
don't we have to train ourselves and give ourselves, well, let me rephrase the question, because I love this, because I really want people to know the power of the work that you do. Because a lot of times this is really hard to do. It's really hard to access the wisdom of sadness by yourself. It is.
I mean,
I've had a lot of practice at it, and so I'm a little bit, you know, I think I'm a little bit better at it than I used to be, right? When my 14-year relationship ended, it was very painful for me, but I had a little story about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the story had to do with, oh my gosh, you know, God is smart because God knows that I actually need to heal my body and I need to do things for if I want to live.
Right.
And I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't good at being in relationship with another person and still taking care of myself. I wasn't good at that. I'll admit that. Right? So at some levels, we have to figure what that new story is going to be like.
Right.
You know, how to do that. Or how can I take my message out to the world globally? Well, I guess I'm a really good multitasker, except when I'm in relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm not so much anymore. But it took a bit to really figure that out. And I think what's really important is for people to understand how the help and the work that you do helps us get there quicker. Because honestly, I spent 8 years, I don't regret that. I mean, I loved going back to school and I loved what it, you know, what it's it helped me learn. But I would not want to spend 8 years figuring out why I'm still sad over losing that job. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's definitely helpful to have a more neutral observer help you to sift through the maze and the puzzle pieces that just seem to be so unfitting inside of yourself. And, you know, if you trust somebody and you know that they have experience, then you can also step out of yourself and through the eyes of the observer realize, wow, that's exactly what I have been doing over and over again. And I love to look at histories in patterns. You know, that when you understand that people in general, all of us believe we are complex, and we are on some level, but on another level, we are also operating with the same strategies and same patterns over and over again. And so, for example, when it comes to another part of sadness, which is hurt, we are getting hurt over and over again by the same triggers. Maybe the faces change, maybe the situations are a little bit different, but what causes us to feel hurt is fundamentally at the root the same. So when you see then through the work with someone else, okay, these are the patterns that I'm repeating, and this is exactly what I need to learn from this. And that's the beauty about one process I love to do with people, which is called the pattern resolution process. You can actually release decades of sadness, decades of hurt within a matter of minutes, because you understand it's like a domino effect going through your mind, through your system. You understand that's that question that sadness always brought up. That's that, you know, confusion that I always had. And all this is lifting away like nothing. And that's really powerful because it never comes back. It's like once it's gone, once you have solved that equation, then you know there's nothing for me to hold on to when it comes to past sadness or past hurt.
Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what you can do to really move through the maze of sadness and emotions. Dr. Friedemann Chaub joining me here today. Go to cellularwisdom.com. He works with people all over the world, and we've had folks on the show that have been working with him. And so please, if you are experiencing loss or sadness, whatever that is, there is an opportunity for you to work with him and get some resolution. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Have you ever noticed that when we connect to the essence of gratitude, we attract towards us all the hearts that are sheltered within our sacred space? In this sacred space, we are easily in touch with the source of all life and our soul, creating a place where respect and gratitude reside together. It is our haven of peace. Intuitively, we know how to connect to it, but our daily grind gets in the way of us having this profound experience. Set time aside daily to connect with your breath, as each breath is a prayer of gratitude to life. Let it nourish your life and soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
You took your time with the call. I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all. But still, you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal. At first sight, and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding. Ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met.
I love that song, right? That's what Friedman says. You got to ask for what you want. Got to ask for what you need. You know, call me, baby. That's it. Well, I'll tell you, that's not beating around the bush, is it?
No.
There we go. I love that. I love that.
Close. It's call me, maybe.
Call me, maybe. Did I say call me, baby? Doesn't she say call me, baby in it?
Yeah, but that's not the title of the song.
No, it's call me, maybe, right? Call me, maybe. No, no, maybe. Call me. Call Dr. Friedman if you want to get some help.
Better. Much better.
Yeah, it's much better. Thank you for joining me here today, Dr. Friedman. This is a great time to really pull this all together. You know, it really does take some work for a lot of folks, and certainly for me. I mean, I had to learn to help express my emotions in a healthy way. I want to say healthy. I don't know what other, how else you say it. But there are a lot of ways to express right. emotions. And sadness was a challenge because, you know, I grew up in a family. My stepmom was extremely supportive. She taught me the power of perseverance, but she also taught me how to suck it up. And so, you know, there's this fine line that we walk between when to take action and do things and when to allow ourselves to express emotions. Now, if you grow up with a stepmom like mine, who could have written an entire book on perseverance? She was brilliant at it. She didn't explain to us how we can express our emotions and still suck it up and move on and go to the next level of our lives. For me, it was a journey. But, you know, you really are talking about the balance, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of sucking it up because...
I'm not either anymore.
Well, because basically, you know, there is a difference between taking action and using whatever you're feeling as the catalyst to do so and sucking it up and ignoring it and then doing it anyhow. I'm also not certainly a proponent of wallowing in your emotions and sinking deeper and deeper into it. Mm-hmm. So that's why this exercise that you can get, this info at cellularwisdom.com, sending this email, you get the exercise, will help you to step a little bit out of your emotions and look at them more as the messengers, as energy that going to tell you something that you need to hear. And then you can move forward. And then you can actually take whatever message you're getting and addressing it. But one of the things about sadness and hurt that I find really important is also to really see that it's something about love that we are often missing. You know, when we are feeling sad and when we feel, for example, the sadness of hurt, ultimately, you can look at it as the pain, Or you can look at it as that there is something inside of you telling you, I deserve better. I deserve to be treated better. I deserve to be treated with more compassion and kindness. And when you turn this around, it actually really points on that you do care about yourself. Mm-hmm. You cannot feel that hurt or that pain if you don't fundamentally care about how you're treated, mm-hmm. how people talk to you. And that's what I want people to recognize. The hurt is not about others because you cannot control them. And often, you know, we know that people are just projecting onto us. But if we realize that the sadness and the hurt tells us, you know, I want to be treated by people with a way that honors, you know, who I really am, then you can also realize, well, I have to start by doing so with myself. I have to be the one who treats myself with the kindness and the compassion and the understanding that I'm expecting others to do. And that's sometimes this shift that people really need to get. You know, you get hurt, somebody, you know, doesn't call you back, or you're in love with somebody and the love doesn't get returned. And all you're doing
I hate when that happens.
Everybody does. And then you focus on that person and see that person's decision as a reflection on your worthiness. And you're not realizing that the pain actually tells you that you don't deserve that, and that you do feel that pain because you know that inside there is more that the person doesn't recognize or doesn't honor or value as much as you know it can be valued. And so the pain of the hurt tells you, let's focus back on yourself and let's understand why you took this personally and understand that it's basically a call from your heart to love, to love yourself. Mm-hmm. I always love when people during the session start crying because I know it's an opening of the heart.
Yes.
Every tear of sadness is basically a balm of the heart. It's an opener that is healing the heart and making more space for love. So try to see the sadness as the bridge to love. You know, when you think about anger, that's kind of the bridge to your vulnerability and really to going to your heart. Sadness is the bridge really to go to the love that is inside of you and really understanding that, well, when I'm sad, basically it's just a sign that I need to love myself more. Mm. And then anxiety and fear is the bridge to your power. And that's where, you know, you can see if you really turn these focuses from the emotions, from focusing on the outside to the inside, you can really learn a lot about them and about yourself.
Wow, what a great show. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Let's give out your website one more time for folks.
You can look at what I'm doing and how I can help you at cellularwisdom.com. It's cellularwisdom in one word, .com.
Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone. I can't wait till what we're going to talk about next.
Me too.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Benny. Good job. Thank you, Brian. We'll see you all next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that
You are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.